Wow, well, welcome, welcome, welcome. Welcome to the Master's Call. My name is Tiffany Lauderdale. I'm here in Southern California, and I greet you with the warmest of kingdom greetings on this Magnify the Lord with Me Monday. And we're going to stand on Psalm 34. And so as we go through this day, remember that God is bigger than whatever situation and problem that you can encounter. So magnify the Lord with me on this Monday. Let us go to God in prayer. God, we magnify your holy name. We honor you and we lift you up. We come before your throne, Father God, humbly bow down before you, God. We exalt you, we honor you, we celebrate you. We thank you and we love you. We thank you for bringing us into another day that you have made, God, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. We thank you because you are Alpha and you are Omega, and we thank you because you are our shepherd and you are our strength. You are our refuge. You are our peace. You are our way maker. Father God, we just bless your holy name, and we thank you for this day, and we thank you for this, the Master's Call. We thank you for this divine an appointed hour that you have brought us together, Father, that our lives will be enriched and enhanced as we, Father God, we just bless your holy name and we bow down before you. We ask right now in the name of Jesus that you would continue to bless Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. I pray right now in Jesus' name that you would just continue to elevate them to higher and newer heights in you, O God. I thank you that they answered your call when you gave them the vision for the Master's Call. And I thank you, Father God, that this call continues to go forth free, clear, uncontaminated, unhindered in the name of Jesus every Monday through Friday, Father. And we lift up Artists International to you, Father. We thank you for the vision that you gave over 25 years ago. We thank you for the DSD Leon family. And we pray right now in the name of Jesus that every single plan that they have will go forth in Jesus' name, God. And we lift up the Artist Empowerment Conference to you right now. We thank you for the kings of artists, and we thank you for each and every person that will go. We speak 500 plus right now in the name of Jesus. We thank you that Les Brown will be our motivational speaker, and we pray, Father God, that it will be standing room only, Jesus. So we just thank you, God, for what you're doing on this day. We thank you for what you're doing in our lives, Father, even the things that we have not seen. We thank you for the miracles and the signs and wonders that will be manifested in 2015. And Father God, we ask right now in the name of Jesus that as our speaker would come forth this morning, that you would increase right now as they decrease, that we would be open to hear what thus says the Lord God. So we give your name the glory. We give your name the honor. We give your name the praise. And we magnify you, Lord, on this Monday. These things I decree and declare in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen, amen, and amen. And at this time, it is an honor and privilege and pleasure to go ahead and turn this call over this morning to our hostess with the mostest, that Mississippi Queen, none other than Minister Brenda Terrell. Minister Brenda Terrell, are you out there this morning?
Yes, I am, Minister Tiffany Lauderdale. Can you hear me?
I hear you loud and clear, my sister. The platform is yours. Take it away.
Well, thank you and praise God. And I thank God for you and your the awesome work that he's doing in you. And I say again, happy birthday, happy birthday, happy birthday. May God continue to bless you and your son day in and day out from this day forth and forevermore. And I know he's going to do it. And I say thank you, too, for greeting and seating the people this morning and starting our day with that powerful, powerful prayer. I love that tag, Magnify the Lord with Me Monday. Praise God. Good morning, and happy Monday to the TMC callers this morning. I'm Minister Brenda Terrell, joining Sister Minister Tiffany Lauderdale and welcoming you to the Master's Call. And I reside here on the Mississippi Gulf Coast in Ocean Springs, and thank you for joining us this morning. It is time if this is your first time being on a call with us, we give you a special, special Kingdoms greetings. And we're so glad that you took the time to be with us this morning. We invite you to join us every day. We're here Monday through Friday, each and every day, 8 a.m. Eastern Time, 7 a.m. Central Time, and 5 a.m. Pacific Time. We truly thank God for this call, which started in October 2010, and it was done by two victorious women of God. They were anointed and appointed, and we thank God for them. They are our co-founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts, who is our super fantastic Dr. Dimples, and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, who we lovingly call our Mother Eagle. Our call was established on the scripture, Psalms 88:13. It says, "But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." We stand firmly on our mission statement, which is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. So we encourage you to invite your family and friends and tell them that this is a wonderful, wonderful way to start their day, to get a word from the Master. So we have a website that you can go to, and that website is www.themasterscall.net. Again, that's www.themasterscall.net. You can also listen to some of the past messages on that site, and it's really awesome, and read the bios of many of our speakers. If you feel led of the Lord to be a part of this blessed ministry as a greeter, or you may have a word from the Lord and to share with us, well, send those requests in, and along with your praise reports and prayer requests, to info@themasterscall.net. That's info@themasterscall.net. Now, Dr. Vanessa, our Minister Robin, who is our prayer general, will contact you. We're blessed to be a part of a phenomenal, phenomenal health and wellness company, I say, on this side of heaven, no doubt. That great company is Artist International, which was established by the Diaz de Leon family. As you heard Minister Tiffany mention, it's been done over 25 years ago. So we are a well-stable company, debt-free, and we thank God for it. To give more information about them, the wonderful products and the opportunity that we have to offer, please get with the person that invited you to this call, or you can get on our morning motivational call that's held right after this call, Monday through Friday. And it's hosted by our Platinum President, Dorothy Cook, who is better known as our godmother, and a team of great leaders. And that number is 530-881-1300. Again, that's 530-881-1300. The PIN is 539-598-pound. It is a phenomenal call that really gives us good information. And our guest speaker at our Artist International Empowerment Conference that's going to be held, because all roads are going that way to Houston, Texas. Yes, Houston, Texas, at the Houston Marriott West Chase, March 27th through 29th. And I'm so excited that the speaker, Mr. Les Brown, will be our guest speaker. And I tell you, he's a part of the artist family, so we're so delighted that we're going to have a grand family reunion. You don't want to miss that. So register today by going to www.artistempowermentconference.com. That's artist, A-R-D-Y-S-S, empowermentconference.com. We're requesting volunteers to assist us with our Sunday service. And you may be a praise worshiper or a greeter or a prayer warrior. You are needed. So, again, contact us by emailing us at info@themasterscall.net. Okay, so I know. I want to say happy birthday again to our dear sister, Minister Tiffany Lauderdale, who's in sunny California. You heard her earlier. We love you, Minister Tiffany, and we say may God continue to flourish you and yours with many, many more blessings and birthdays. Well, TMC family, I know you are ready to hear a word from on high. Well, we have this powerful minister on the line, and she is known as Dr. and she's also a pastor, Lucille Farrell Scott. And she has a quote. It says, "By no means can any acceptable ideas for the future be manifested by the person who is not willing to take the chance and live fully in the now." That's Dr. Lucille Farrell Scott. This statement introduces her, who is committed to empowering men and women with purpose, passion, power, peace, and prosperity. She believes that nothing is more important or more precious than this moment in which you are living. Dr. Farrell Scott has earned her doctorate degree in religious studies from Trinity Theological Seminary, and she is a published author. She's the transformational speaker, president of Caribbean American Students Educational Foundation. She has so many mantles under her hat, and we are so privileged to have her. She is definitely a product of our product with Artists International. She's a loving mother. She's dearly admired by many people across the world. She's a senior pastor of What Shall I Render Ministries in Brooklyn, New York. And her energy through her messages empowers the people. You will feel it, and you will know that God is using her day by day. I will get out of the way and introduce to some and present to others the phenomenal and dynamic woman of God, Dr. Lucille Farrell Scott. Are you there, Dr. Scott?
Yes, I am.
Well, God bless you, woman of God. Take it away.
Well, good morning, good morning, good morning. I give an honor to God, the head of my life. I give him praise and thanks for waking me up this morning. I want to honor those two phenomenal women in the vineyard, Dr. Vanessa and Dr. PK. I thank God for them. I really thank God for sister friends, because sometimes as sisters, as women, we compete instead of completing. And I have to truly say that those women assist in completing me, because we don't compete. So I praise God for them, and I praise God for the vision that God placed in their hand that is even moving forward as I'm talking this morning. I'm going to not be with you guys for long. I'm going to be speaking on a simple topic, and the topic is, what got you here will not get you there. What got you here will not get you there. I've been teaching a boot camp for the past couple of weeks, and the boot camp is How Do Successful People Think? And it is amazing to understand and recognize that there are techniques for success. Many times people think that success just comes, I throw something on the wall and whatever sticks, that's what it is. But there is a pattern, there's a formula for successful thinkers or for successful people. And I want to qualify that when I say successful, I don't just say someone that makes money or gets promoted. Success is a sort of like a pizza. Success takes in integrity, it takes in compassion, it takes in love and understanding and respect and being risk-taking. There are quite a few things that go in to being successful. How do successful people think? They understand the law of compensation. Successful people understand the law of attraction. They understand the law of thought, the law of persuasion. Successful people understand that there are things in the universe that contributes to moving them to the next level. And so I want to focus a little this morning on what got you here will not get you there. So many times we get frozen in time. We get frozen in our location, frozen in our jobs or in our positions, even frozen in our thought pattern. And when you get frozen in your thought pattern or your actions, it is impossible to move to the next level. One of the things that I tell my clients all the time, when they like resisting change, I make a statement. I said, the clothes which you wore when you were 10 years old, could you fit those clothes now? Could you get into them? Could you wear that style? You know, the little pants that your mom made for you or your dad made for you when you were 10 years old, could you fit it now? You can't. And so that is what it is when we are unwilling to change. It's like we are forcing old wine into new wineskins, new wine into old wineskins, sorry. And so it's very, very important that we understand what got us here, what got you here, will not take you to the next level. The attitude, the things that you use, the ideas that you use to have you where you are. And someone needs to hear me this morning. You may be on your job, and you can't understand why you're not getting a promotion or why they're not recognizing you. Well, what you did 10 years ago to get you where you are is not applicable to getting you where you want to go right now. It is not applicable. And one of the things that I want to offer to you guys, those of you that have never heard me speak before, yes, I'm a pastor, but I'm also a coach in the marketplace. And sometimes we get so religious that we lose everything that God is trying to tell us. So when I come on at this call this morning, I know most of you had services in church on Saturday or Sunday, so you don't need a preacher this morning. But you need someone that will walk alongside you and assist you to move to the next level where you want to go. Maybe you're having some challenges on your job. Maybe you're having some challenges with your upline or your downline in your business because you're not willing to change your attitude. If you don't change your attitude, you will never have altitude. And so this morning, I'm here to offer, yes, I'll give you a scripture, but I want you to take the scripture out of the Bible and start living with it. God said, behold, I do a new thing. Shall you not know it? God is doing a new thing in many people's lives, but we want to stay in the old place. God is saying, stop getting to work late. Stop being disrespectful. You were looking for a promotion. Don't do what you did 5 years ago and think that that will move you to the next level. How about your goals and your dreams and your plans? Are they measurable? Are they measurable? When was the last time you sat down and you assessed where you are and where you want to go? Have you looked over your dreams? Have you looked at where you want to go? Do you do what my coach called a GMA, your goals, your milestones or your actions? Have you looked at that? Have you looked at where your goals are? What are the milestones? What are the things that I need to do to get me to the next level? What are the actions that I must take to move me for my business to be successful? What is your goal for this month? How much money do you plan to make this month? I know some Christians, when they talk about money, they get all tizzy, but you're on the call, you're in a business to make money, but you don't want to talk money. If I was to ask any of you right now, how much money do you want to make this month in your business? Could you tell me? Today's the 9th of March. Could you say, hey, Dr. Lucille, this month I plan to make $5,000? Because then you would have to tell me, show me your milestones. Show me what date you expect to do it, and then I want to see your action plans. And so many of us want to do what we did then. Do you understand? What we did to get you here will not take you there. So if you want to go to $5,000 in your business, what are your goals? What are the milestones? What are your action plans? What do you have prepared to move you to that level? Hey, well, Dr. Lucille, I just recruited a few people, and we got together, and we sold some products. Well, you did that then. But if you really want to start making money that is accountable, you want to make $10,000, $15,000, or $20,000 a month, you cannot do what you did to give you $500 a month. You have to be willing to make a change. You have to be willing to not want to sit down and watch television for 5 hours in the evening. You have to be willing to change your habits. The habits that got you into the business are not the habits that will take you into your wealthy place. Okay, let me just deal with one person so you guys can understand. How about we talk about a man by the name of Abraham? Abraham was in a location, and God came to look to Abraham. And God told Abraham, look, you're here, you're in your father's house, and it's all good. But I need for you to move to another level. So Abraham, what got you here in your father's house is not going to take you to the next level. So you have to leave them. You have to leave your father's house. You have to leave your kindred. You have to leave your friends. You have to leave those friends that are gossiping, that are hanging out, that are doing nothing. You have to be willing today to leave those people, to leave the albatrosses that are keeping you locked down in poverty and lack and scarcity. You have to be willing today. And so Abraham, God came to Abraham and he said, look, for you to get over there, you got to be willing to do a couple of things. And the number one thing you got to do is change your lifestyle. Your father is an idol worshiper. You got to get away from him. But guess what, guys? Abraham left his father's house, but he took his father's house with him. He took his nephew Lot with him. Lot represented his father's house. So many of us, we want to get from there to here, but we are still taking things from there thinking it will get us there. And if you go back and you read that story, you will see the conflict that Abraham had with his nephew. The fight, the battles that Abraham had to fight because he took his father's house with him when God said to him, leave your father's house behind. So what got you here will not take you there. There are things that God said for you to leave behind. Yes, you want to be successful. You want to have all these clients. Are you willing to leave some of the attitudes that you had behind so you can move to the next level? God wants to move you into your wealthy place, but you have to be willing to walk how God wants you to walk. I also want to share one thing with you. It takes one degree to go from hot to boiling. 211 degrees is just hot. 212 degrees is boiling. One degree. Are you willing to push yourself to that one degree that takes you from hot into boiling? And that boiling takes you to steam. So you're just running around and you can't understand. And God wants to take you to boiling. God wants to move you to the next level. Are you willing to understand that what I did here is not going to take me there? The lackadaisical attitude that I had here is not going to take me there. Yes, you could be hot, but one degree from 211 degrees to 212 degrees takes you to boiling. You got 59 points and 60 points to take you to pass an exam. What got you here would not take you there. Be willing this morning to stretch. Be willing. Be willing to say, hey, you know what? I'm tired of mediocre living. I'm tired of not having enough. I'm tired from running a business and at the end of the month, I'm barely getting anything. I'm just tired. Just be tired of being tired. And recognize that successful people understand that what got them here would not take them there. I said on my call this morning, some of you on this call, you have a bachelor's degree. But the courses that took you to the bachelor's degree is not going to take you to a master's degree. Hear me, somebody. The courses that you did to take you to the master's is not going to take you to the doctorate. You have to do something new and something different. Make a decision this morning. You want to be successful in your business? What was your check last month? Whatever got you here, it's not going to take you there. Change your thought pattern. Maybe you may have to get some people out of your life, like God told Abraham. I'm taking you to a new place. I'm taking you to a new destiny. I'm going to say one more thing. If you understand what I'm talking about this morning, many of you lift weights. The weights that you started lifting 2 months ago to get you here is not going to be the weights to take you to the next level. Your body gets accustomed to that. Your muscles get accustomed to that. And you have to lift heavier weights. Because what got you here is not what's going to take you there. Change your attitude. You change your altitude. I want to make a bold request of you guys this morning. I'm having a Power of Now conference on the 17th and 18th of April. The conference is like something you've never been before. And I'm making a bold request of you. Go to my website, www.powerofnowconference.com, and check us out. We have some powerful people that are going to be at the conference. Many of you know Lisa Nichols. You've heard Lisa. Lisa's been my coach for 5 years. But what many of you don't know is the person behind Lisa's success financially is Susie Carter. Susie Carter is going to be one of my speakers, one of the persons that took a $1 million company and took Lisa to the stock market. So if you're looking to have your business move to the next level, come and sit at Susie's feet at the Power of Now conference. She's going to give you the same techniques she gave Lisa Nichols to move Lisa to the next level. So come on down and visit me at the Power of Now conference. Remember what I'm telling you this morning. What gets you here is not going to take you there. You need to do something different. You need to hear someone different. Guys, God wants you to be successful. He wants to bless you. But just as he told Abraham, you have to leave where you are. to move to the next level, you guys have to be willing to leave where you are this morning to move to the next level. Because what got you here is not going to take you there. Be willing to stretch. Be willing to be risk-taking. Be willing to be vulnerable. Just be willing this morning to open your arms and see God fill it with good things, because you're willing to change your attitude to gain a different attitude. Have a phenomenal, phenomenal day. Back to you.
Praise God. Thank you. Thank you, Dr. Lucille. What got you here will not get you there. I tell you, you were speaking to me this morning. You were, and I thank God for you for that profound, profound word. Shortly, I'll ask you to come back and close us out with the benediction after these few announcements. But first, let's go before the Lord in prayer. Father, we thank you. We honor you, and we glorify you. You've given us another day, another opportunity, Lord, to say, first of all, forgive us for our shortcomings. Forgive us for not being the people that you called us to be. And, Father God, we thank you for washing us with the blood of Jesus and cleansing us from all unrighteousness. And, Lord, we thank you, Father, for Dr. Lucille Scott, who brought us the word from on high. We know, Lord God, that it was you speaking through her to let us know that we are more than conquerors through Jesus Christ who strengthens us. But, Lord, we have to take the stand and take the authority and realize, Father, that greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. Father, we thank you, Father, for pouring back into Dr. Lucille, Lord God, all the virtues, Lord God, love, joy, peace, strength, and all that she needs, Lord God. We thank you for the power of the anointing, Lord God, to rest upon her, Lord God, as she goes forth through this day and the days to come. We glorify you, Father, for Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. We thank you, Father, for these women of God who carried this call day by day, Father. We ask that you strengthen them and that you keep them, Lord God. Place your arms around them, Lord God, and let them know that greater things are coming forth, Lord, because you're using them in a mighty way. We thank you, Father, for all that are on this call this morning, Lord God. We glorify you, Father, that we're all together taking a stand and realize that what brought us here, Lord, we got to go further. We got to take another step. And we thank you, Father, because the spirit of the living and true God is working in the atmosphere. And, Father God, we are believing and trusting in you that we are more than conquerors through Jesus Christ. Father, we thank you, Lord, for Ada's mother, Lord, for strengthening her and keeping her, and Ada, Lord God. We thank you, Father, for Mother Josie, Father, that you healing her, Lord God, from the top of her head to the soles of her feet. We thank you that no weapon formed against her will prosper. We glorify you, Father, for Hassan, Reggie, and Victoria's grandson, Lord God, for restoring him and strengthening him, Lord God. And we say, let God arise and his enemies be scattered in Jesus' name. Yes. We thank you, Father, for Marie Preston's mother, Lord God, that she's back at home, Lord God, that you're restoring her, you're keeping her in perfect peace. We thank you, Father, for Artists International and the Diaz de Leon family, Father. We thank you, Father, for placing your arms around them, Lord God, and carrying this company into the trillion-dollar company that it is destined to be. We thank you, Father, for the empowerment conference that's coming forth. We thank you for blessing Kings of Artists and all the artist workers that are making this conference be a success, Lord God. We thank you for the anointed service, Lord God, that's going to take place and all those that are going to participate to make it to be to glorify you, oh God. We thank you, Father, for the speakers like Mr. Les Brown and all the other speakers that will bring forth a message, Lord God, and that we will carry the mantle and go forth in your name, Father. We thank you for Tiffany and her, being her birthday and blessing her and keeping her in every way, Lord God. We thank you, Father God, for being God all by yourself. We thank you for the conference that Dr. Lucille mentioned. We thank you, Father, that it will be a success and that many will hear what you have to say through that conference, Lord God. We thank you, Father, for being God, for strengthening us. We thank you for your blessings. We honor you and we praise you and we glorify you because it's in you that we live, move, and have our very being. We thank you in Jesus' name. We say amen and amen. And to hear the playback of this powerful, powerful message, you can call 712-432-1085. Again, 712-432-1085. The PIN is the same. 957-677-POUND. Register today for the Artist Empowerment Conference by going to www.artistempowermentconference.com and book your rooms at the Marriott West Chase in Houston, Texas. The motivational call is next, and it's 530-881-1300. The PIN is 539-598-POUND. Thank you again, Minister Tiffany Lauderdale, for opening our call with the joy of the Lord. And we thank you, and we say happy birthday again to you, Minister Tiffany, and Dr. Lucille Scott. I tell you, you have given us a wonderful, wonderful message, a profound message. Thank you again. And we're asking you to come back and give us our benediction.
Praise God, praise God, praise God. Guys, what got you here would not get you there. Trust God. Trust God this morning and see him bring all your dreams and your goals to plan, to pass. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up the light of his countenance on you. May God give you peace. May God bless your going out, your coming in, your rising up, your lying down, your labor, and your leisure. May the favor of God hotly pursue. May the blessings of God surround you as with a shield. Have a blessed, filled day. Praise God.